Howdy and welcome to the 10-Week Bible Study. This is week 10, day 4 of our study of 1 and 2 Timothy. I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and today we're talking about 2 Timothy 4, 16 through 18. Welcome back to the 10-Week Bible Study. Again, I'm your host, Darren Hibbs. And before we get started, I want to encourage you to remember to read 1 and 2 Timothy 10 times in the next 10 weeks. We're actually on the last of those 10 weeks, but it's a perfect time to start. If you haven't read 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy all the way through, you can at least get 1 week in right now. This doing things this way really can transform your life and your encounter with God and His Word. With that, let's go ahead and pray before we start today. Lord, would you open our eyes and our ears to hear what your Word has to say? Fascinate us with your Word today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. With that, let's jump into God's Word. I'll be reading today from the NIV. This is 2 Timothy 4, starting in verse 16. At my first offense, no one came to my support, but everyone deserted me. May it not be held against them. Paul isn't naming names here, but he has said that Luke's with him. Maybe Luke wasn't with him then. It's not clear. But this is a lonely thing, and this affected Paul. Right? I think it's okay to acknowledge that these kinds of things affect us. It's okay to talk about these things. Some people, I've encountered a lot of people say, you should never say anything negative. You should never, say things that people could perceive as being negative or negativity, things like that. But I think it's okay to talk about our feelings. I think it's perfectly natural. And if it's a negative thing, then we should deal with it. We should talk about it. It's like Paul saying, no one came to my support. Everyone left me. I had to stay there by myself and face the judge and potentially jury and executioner all by myself. It wasn't fun. It wasn't fun, Timothy, but I pray, and I think he's genuine in this. He's praying that it wouldn't be held against them, that if the Lord had called anyone to go stand by his side and they didn't do it, that the Lord wouldn't hold it against them. Verse 17, but the Lord stood at my side and gave me strength, so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles might hear it. And I was delivered from the lion's mouth. Now here he's alluding to the passage in Daniel where Daniel's thrown to the lion's den and the lions don't eat him, right? There's an angel that supernaturally prevents the lions, they're starving, from eating Daniel. And Daniel gets sprung, and then immediately they throw in the bad guys who'd accuse Daniel, and all the lions start eating them before they even hit the ground. Right. And so this is a supernatural thing. And so Paul is saying, much like how it was a supernatural salvation for Daniel, I went before in this first defense and the Lord rescued me. They didn't kill me. I wasn't executed over this. No, he's still in chains for one reason or another. And he thinks there's still a chance he might die. But they say, hey, the Lord saved me. And he did it so that I can proclaim, so that every single Gentile can hear the message of the Lord. He is proclaiming the gospel. Paul is not using these opportunities to get himself out of jail. What it sounds like, and what we see in the book of Acts as he's going from trial to trial, is he spends a little bit of effort trying to get himself out of jail, but most of his effort trying to get anyone who will listen saved. That's crazy. Imagine being on trial for your life, being on trial for your life, knowing that you're innocent. And then all you have to do is mildly prove your innocence and not even be concerned about that, but being more concerned about preaching the gospel to whoever will hear in those situations. So what Paul's doing, that's quite remarkable. Verse 18, the Lord will rescue me from every evil attack and will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. I'm saying he saved me from the lion's den once. He can do it again. He can save me every single time, and I may live to a ripe old age, and will bring me safely into his kingdom. Maybe, maybe not. He can do it. He might do it. I don't know. But no matter what, Paul says, to him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. I can't think of any better words to end today's podcast on. So with that, I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and I can't wait to see you next time.
Hey, thanks for tuning into the 10-Week Bible Study Podcast. If you've enjoyed this podcast, would you consider leaving a review for it on your podcast app of choice? It really helps other people find out about this podcast, and my heart is for people to fall in love with God's Word. Thank you.